Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White News Desk, last night on the South Side.
No, I've never seen this much damage. I've been in here 55 years, and I've never seen it like that, like this.
Yeah, it was a night to remember, and that's Mayor Ed Gainey talking about the damage he was surveying just in the South Side alone.
Yeah, and he'll be holding a news conference this morning on the disaster response at 10:15. We'll be covering that. Now, fortunately, Larry, we had repeated warnings about the weather on Tuesday morning.
Right now, we're looking at all kind of hazards being a potential damaging wind, large hail, and maybe even a tornado.
Spot on meteorologist Jason Frazier from the National Weather Service. And you're right, Paul, people at least were conscientious of the fact that it could happen and certainly did.
And I can say that I haven't seen any reports of severe hail damage, so at least that wasn't part of the package. Now, in terms of the cleanup, if you're dealing with downed trees, make sure you know what you're doing, or better yet,
whatever area you are in, there's a tree service, local tree service. So make the call and do the right thing and get it done professionally.
And Carlos knows that world, and what he's suggesting is, particularly if trees are leaning against a home or have crashed into a home or live wires, you don't know necessarily the danger. So he's saying in those cases, make sure you get a professional.
You know, any line that's on the ground at this point should be considered a live wire.
Yeah, it's an obvious deadly hazard, and we saw that happen last night on Southside Slopes, where a man apparently was trying to move a wire with reported as a branch or stick, and you would think, I mean, just stay away from live wires, because a branch that's wet isn't going to insulate. And don't do it on your own. Report it and call 911. And 911 had issues last night because of the number of phone calls.
Thousands of calls. The system was overwhelmed for a time, but it's all up and running just fine this morning.
And we'll keep you posted. Coming up, Rich Fitzgerald will be in studio with us in our 7 o'clock hour. We'll also hear from Allegheny County Executive Sarah Inamorato.
Good morning.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Morning, County Executive.
Morning.
And you never know, as County Executive, when you wake up, what you're going to run into. And, you know, County Executive gave a presentation the other day. She led a delegation to Green Bay last week. And, you know, they did a nice job in hosting the draft. And County Executive Inamorata, you know, led a team of public safety and hospitality and transportation people to kind of learn about what that was. And she gave a presentation to the county commissioners, the SPC, on Monday. And we thought, Sarah, tell us things you learned and things we can expect next year as we are, quote, on the clock.
Yeah, exactly, Rich. Pittsburgh is on the clock when it comes to getting ready for the 2026 NFL draft. And It's really exciting to be in Green Bay. Now, obviously, Pittsburgh and Green Bay, they're very different size markets. Green Bay is only a city of about 100,000. So it's really interesting to see a small but mighty town kind of host the draft and the infrastructure that they had to put in place in order to make it successful. So it made me realize that we will be very, very busy because we have a much denser area to work to operate in. And it's pretty incredible the infrastructure that gets built to make it all happen. So, you know, we have a lot of that to work on. Obviously, you mentioned public safety, making sure that we have enough officers and security folks, which I believe between the city, the county, and the state, we will be solid on that part. And then it's the fun part, all the programming. What I saw in Green Bay was a lot of family-friendly activities, so really making sure that the draft can accommodate all the folks who are coming in. So, you know, whether you're there, you're more of a late-night person and you like to party, there's options for you, but, you know, there's also a lot of daytime activities for family, so I think we can really make that very special for the folks who live in Pittsburgh but also are going to be traveling from around the world to experience.
Yeah, and we have, as you know, Sarah, the Steelers have a global reach. Now they have official partnerships in Ireland, Mexico, Germany, and so we are going to attract for the region. Who knows exactly how many hundreds of thousands will show up, but what lasting imprint and economically, what will this bring to our region?
So we really want, you know, right, people come to the draft because they're big sports fans, and hopefully we hope that they're Steelers fans. And our job with this group that's together between the conference, the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, Visit Pittsburgh, and countless other partners is to make sure that people stay in Pittsburgh for maybe a few more days or come in a few more days early so that they can really experience what makes Pittsburgh special and our whole region. So I want them to go and visit our local restaurants and check out our food scene, to explore our parks, you know, whether it's our city parks, our county parks, our state parks. I want them to take in all the arts and culture that we have. And, you know, we're working with businesses here to really highlight Pittsburgh as a place for innovation and progress and really highlight the businesses that make our region really vibrant. I think, right, with the Steelers, we're the Steel City, and we can embrace that legacy, but it's also showing the world that we are so much more than that, that we make so much more than that, because we want people to take a really positive impression back to their cities across the globe and, you know, think about how they want to do business with Pittsburgh in the future. So that's a really exciting opportunity that we want to leverage, but it's also about supporting the local businesses here. So there's an NFL draft source program, and it allows for small businesses, local businesses, to sign up for the procurement process. And you can do that if you're a small vendor, if you're a caterer, if you provide porta-johns, if you do lighting. You know, these are the types of procurement needs that the NFL needs to put on this tremendous show. So if you're interested, if you're a small business and you want to, or a local business and you want to sign up, it's 2026NFLDraftSuppliers.com.
I'm glad you brought that up. That's a really important point. The Steelers and the NFL have actually committed that they are only going to do business with businesses that are located in the 10-county region. So as Sarah said, you know, this is about an economic opportunity for some of our small businesses to do all the services and many more that she has described.
And Sarah, while we have you, and that's all exciting and great news, and we'll obviously be working collectively to the NFL draft 2026. As you know, you also had to deal with these severe storms that caused severe power outages and damages across the region and Allegheny County. I know you've been in contact with the utilities, Duquesne Light in particular. A lot of people are without power. I think unprecedented. At one point in the region, over 400,000. And it's going to take a while in some cases to get everybody restored. What's the response been from Allegheny County?
Yeah, well, thank you for asking that. And I'm glad you guys made it to the studio safe this morning and you know, the thing we want to emphasize above all else is safety, right? We have a lot of kids that are off of school today. We have people who are commuting into work right now. Please use caution. There are downed wires. There are downed trees. Please proceed with caution. Stay home if you can, because you'll make us be able to clear out the roads and everything much more quickly if we don't have to also respond to other accidents. But I just want to thank the county employees who have been up all night working around the clock, our public safety department, our emergency response department, our Department of Public Works. They have been working to clear all of the roads in Allegheny County. We completed that last night, and now we are using our public works and reaching out to the city and other municipalities to see how we can be of service to clear the roads and make sure that they're safe for everyone. And then we'll actually be doing a press conference late morning with an update on all of the emergency response that's happened and, you know, how we plan to support folks without power during this time.
Well, I appreciate your being on with us this morning, Sarah. Thank you. We'll look forward to more details on dealing with the severe weather and the excitement of the NFL draft coming to Pittsburgh next year. Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah. Thanks for the good work, and good luck today.
All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.